everyone, and welcome back to the Asian Girl Podcast with me, Karina. In this series, I'm going to do a self-talk, talking about my self-reflection on how I overcome my bad habits, building a good habits, and then I'm also going to talk about my biggest concerns right now, and also what goals I have for my long term in my life. So if you're just hanging out with me, grab a snack, grab a drink, and let's get started. Everybody have their own way to organize and do their task. But me, I am a messy person. Plus, I'm a master of procrastination. So I do struggle a lot to meet the deadline and to work on my task. But it was a year ago when I took the first step to overcome these bad habits. The first little step I take is actually to surf on the internet and find ways on how people overcome their bad habits of procrastinating. And I found this really amazing video from TED Talks. You may have heard about these fantastic platforms. The video is called Inside the Mind of Master Procrastinator. And I'm just click the video right away and say, that was me. I think I have to know what's inside my mind. And I like it when the speaker point out about his philosophy about the instant gratification monkey that take over our brains to just doing something that he likes and avoid taxes. And I was like, oh, everything makes more sense right now. So I just thought to myself that maybe I have to control my instant gratification monkeys. So I forced my instant gratification monkey with a lot of organized planner, like weekly planner and then to-do list and a lot of reminder. If you are wondering, does it works? And I'll say, yeah, it works. But I meet another challenge. I just felt that I pretend to be somebody else. I realized that being organized is actually not how I do things. It's just not suit my lifestyle. And I should find something or a system that works for me that will avoid me from procrastinating, but also make me comfortable with it. I search at the core of my problem of my bad habits in procrastinating by hearing a lot of stories of master procrastinator on the internet and also the speaker from the video that I have mentioned before and also my friends. And the one thing that they have in common is that they confess that they produce a bad works when they procrastinate. And then I realized that maybe my experience in procrastinating is different from everybody else, because I think that the works that I produce when I procrastinate is not that bad at all. Instead, I think all my works are, it's good, you know? Let me take an example. So there is a time when I represent my school in a writing competition, and I finished my writing way before the deadline. But strangely, I feel that I'm not really proud of my work, and I know that I didn't win, and I didn't. So the next competition, when I also represent my school in another writing competition, I kind of procrastinate in that competition. I started to write it 2 days before its deadline. So I just have a spontaneous burst of energy to write it, and I also have a lot of ideas 2 days before the deadline. So I just do it in that way. I pull up two all-nighters, and strangely, I feel very proud of my work, and I did win the competition. So I feel that maybe procrastinating is not really my problem. But I know this is a really bad habit, so I just have to figure out a way to take an advantage of this procrastinating habit. And I found the answer. Well, the speaker talking about the instant gratification monkey that take over your brains to avoid doing tasks, right? And whenever it meets the deadline, there will be a panic monster that scared the instant gratification monkey, and then eventually will do the work, but it just like really, really near the deadline. But my panic monster is not just panicking, but he is also carries a weapon of creativity that contains out of the box unique and fantastic ideas that I cannot think of if I do not procrastinate. And here is when I started to build good habits by taking the advantage of my procrastinating system by calling my panic monster with its weapon of creativity earlier, way before the deadline. And how I do it? Let's take a break first. It took me a while to figure out the way, and actually the one that helped me is a really incredible book called The Atomic Habits. And I highly recommend this book for you guys because this book really helped me and other people out there to maintain a day-to-day habits. To stop being a procrastinator, the book suggests us to start from the little things. So we have to pay attention for our minor actions in our daily habits, like action that does not take any deadline, like getting up early, eating breakfast. So if you are doing the habits for maybe 3 days in a row, it will eventually, you will adapt to the habits and it will become a long-term day-to-day habits. So I started from there, and then I move away to the major actions that takes deadline, like project from our school, writing competition deadline, and anything that we are responsible to do in a short term. And do you remember about my panic monster and its creativity weapon that are came up when it's near the deadline and make me struggle to do the task? Well, actually, why not I call my panic monster and its creative weapon earlier than the deadline? And how I do that? The books give me an idea. Why don't I make a fake deadline for myself? Usually, I tend to forget the deadlines of my tasks and assignments. So if I put up a fake deadlines, I'm not going to remember the real deadlines of the tasks, and I will just assume that the fake deadlines are the real deadlines. And you may be wondering again, does this work for me? And I will gladly answer, yes, it does work for me, and I'm very happy about it. So the idea is that I make a fake deadlines for myself, maybe 4 days before the task due, and my gravitation monkey will call the panic monster earlier, and the panic monster will come with its creativity weapon, and then boom, suddenly my brain filled with brilliant ideas to finish the work. So yeah, that's probably what I do until now. It does not just make me work faster, I don't miss any deadlines anymore, my works are becoming more perfect, and I feel that getting to know myself more from building this good habit for myself. So this is all about my good habits. And in the next section, I will talk about my biggest concern more than being a procrastinator. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. I'm in 1 year after I overcome my bad habits and building my good habits. So right now I'm in a safe place, and I'm in 12th grade right now, and I get works done. And Yeah, I think I become a better version of myself. I'm not being a procrastinator anymore. But I did have a bigger concerns that are being my first priority right now. I'm in 12th grade right now, which means that next year I have to think about what next step in my life that I want to do, and I consider to go straight to university after high school. And to go to university, you have to find the right major for you to study, right? And that is my biggest concern right now, finding the right major. And yeah, I actually have taken a lot of tests on finding the right major for me, like what career I suit in, what major, what study fields, what is my personalities like. But I don't really feel that all of the tests is accurate. Sometimes I feel like I'm not seeing myself doing this, or yeah, so I just wanted to getting to know myself a bit more and just to being more open to myself about what I want to do in my life. I think a lot of my friends in my school also have the same concern right me, even though a lot of them also have known about what major that they want to study in. So yeah, I actually have a regular talks with my friends to just share information, you know, and give each other motivation to study and to just explore major. So my goals right now is just to find the best major for me so that I can, you know, just started to prepare for my university application. So yeah, another goal is also to become better and better in every day, and it actually becomes also my atomic habit. So yeah, it's fun. And for the goals that come from myself to the world is actually I wanted to be more aware of what social issues is happening right now, like racism, and also about climate change, how to make a world a better place for endangered animal species, and also to educate more people on social media about all the issues that I have mentioned and other one. So yeah. It's basically it. I think that is pretty much it. I'm sorry if this podcast took longer than I expected, but I have a great time talking to you guys. My message for you all is to be better and better version of yourself every day, make a good habits in every day, and also always be yourself. So take care, and I will see you on our next podcast. Goodbye.